Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Well, well, well. How you doing? You're good? Same thing, right? Well, well, well. How you doing? How's everything? Today's show is sponsored by the new Ford Bronco. It's a retro, and it is unbelievable. You got to go to your local Ford dealership and take a look at this thing because you're going to fucking love it. It's going to make you take a hot shit all over your pants. It's a big fucking cool gas-guzzling pile of shit. What if that was the ad that I did? Did you laugh? Was my mock ad funny? No, there's no ad today. So, today is Lachlan Patterson is part one. And then next week, I've been on the road a little bit. So next week is the after show with the family, you know, which I miss everybody. I've been on the road for like 2 weeks. I feel like I haven't seen anyone in a month. I wonder what Aristotle's like now. Do they remember me? Does John Brand Wagner care about me still? Did Eric take over? I heard Andy Kindler hosted a show. Which, by the way, is true. Down the road, we don't know when we're going to drop it. But while I was on, Andy Kindler came in and he hosted a show. You know, like you know, he filled in for me. Him and Eric Olson and the whole kit and caboodle. I'm doing a big tour in a few months for like 30 days, so we'll probably save that one in the vault. But it's in there. There's a show where Andy Kindler hosts. It's in the vault. And sometime in March, we're going to drop it. I don't usually hold on to shows. Once I do them, I like to just put them out there. Anyway. I hope you're good. Take a deep breath. Nothing matters. It helps me to hear that. Nothing matters. I mean, certain things matter. I hope you're, you know, in good mental health. That matters. Are you clean? Have you been being good? It's fucking hard, isn't it? And people go, why curse? Yeah, try to get off of something you're addicted to, and you need someone to curse a little. Hey, are you doing all you need to do? Fucking shit, it's hard. I know, I get it. But I'm proud of you. So is everybody else. Let me tell you something. I've said this before. If you are trying to get on the good side of something, and you're doing it, maybe you fell off the wagon in the past, and you think, I know, nobody even... Every time you do it, they're proud of you. The longer you do it, the more proud. But even if you fell off the wagon and now you're doing it again and 9 days have passed, they're proud of you. Maybe they're afraid to say anything because they want to let some more time pass. But I'm telling you, behind my back, everybody's pulling for you. Always. And know that. Know that. All right? Okay? And I'm proud of you. You hear me? Jimmy Pardo's proud of you. He won't say it. Well, you know, he's a tough guy. He won't admit it. But he is. Eddie Pepitone's proud of you. All right? Oh, my God. I caught Steve Fineart's making out with Eddie Pepitone in the improv bathroom. And neither of them are fluid. Yeah. Everybody's fluid. Everybody's fluid, baby. Isn't that a better word? I love it. We're fluid. I like what I like. I don't put restrictions on it. It goes beyond sex, color, religion. I'm fluid. I don't tell my body what to like. My body will tell me. Trying to tell your body what it'll like. Telling your body what it'll like. It's disrespectful to nature. Your body will tell you what you're like. And if it's a consenting adult, there's no concern. If it's not, you know, you got to do something. But if your body tells you what you like, and it's not, it's another consenting, full-grown adult, then everything's cool. I'm fluid, baby. You know why I put that little loophole in there? There could be someone. What if you're attracted to? Yeah, consenting adults over the age of, what is it? What's the legal age? All right. I love you. You're great. And if there's anybody listening from prison, I love you. I know. If I found out what you did, you're thinking, well, I still love you. Don't fuck it up. There's got to be someone listens to our show from prison, right? Send me an email. All right. Bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Well, folks, I don't know how to come in and tell you this, but there's bad news. No. I didn't know how to. The mics have been off for a while. We're dealing with a situation. And I just said, let's turn the mics on. Lachlan Patterson is our guest tonight, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
But there's a problem in the studio with our microphones. And Eric Olson's mic is what?
That cables.
The cables. There's a problem with the cables, but in between, we're gonna be here for about 50 minutes with Lachlan. I'm so afraid I'm gonna say your name wrong.
You can say it wrong, and I won't get mad at all.
Lachlan Patterson.
But I will say that how cool is it? Is Eric?
Yes.
He just turned off his mic.
I know. He's like, you know, it is a very much take thing. Here's what happened. So his mic's got a buzz. Aristotle's running around. I gotta fix it. He's so hard on himself. Meanwhile, I'm saying, Aristotle, it's all right. Don't worry about it. I change it around a little. Anyway, for the story, I change it. Meanwhile, I'm like, what knob is it, Aristotle? Move more buttons around. But for whatever the reason, Eric's mic isn't working, and he just makes an executive decision. He goes, I'm turning it off. Let's start. It's like, wow. Right?
I think it's almost like being on a sailboat out at sea, starving, and one of the guys just is like, and there's only enough food for like five guys, and there's six.
Well, let me tell you, do we have those hits? It is certainly a man that says, The show must go on. That's what he says. He goes, the show must go on. Yeah, that's it. Other people go, oh, could we? He goes, we're gonna do a show. We're going to take a break. Oh, well, there's going to be the after show. I'll get my mic back on. But for now, the show goes on. God damn it. I love it. Give him the biggest one. Lachlan Patterson. Doesn't that feel good? Sure, I make a big deal about the guests.
I like it.
Say your name the way it's supposed to be said, the way you love to hear it.
Locke or Lachlan.
Lachlan Patterson.
Yeah.
Oh, so I do have it right.
You do.
Wow. Lachlan Patterson, everybody. We did play the old one, his old one.
You still have that?
Lachlan Patterson.
Oh, my God.
Lachlan.
Now, I tell you the truth, he had been drinking heavily while he made yours, and he admits it in hindsight that he was just looping the same thing over and over again. He admits it was lazy.
But after you left, he admitted,
he goes, that was a lazy one. And
really?
We don't care. Well, we love him.
I loved it.
So did we until we listened to it months later. And then we go, oh, just, what did he say, your name once, puts a little reverb in it? That's unacceptable for now. That's how much better he's gotten. I don't like when I do bits and they can come off mean. So we have a new one for you, though.
You haven't? I just heard.
That's the old one.
Okay.
I think.
I still get that one in my head sometimes.
Lachlan Patterson. Bing bong. Okay, now let's get the show under control here. Let's explain to the audience what's happening. And this is when people get excited. What you just heard.
Yes.
So you don't put it in the context. Even you. Now you're going to be like, what? That was a cold opening.
Yeah.
Turn the mics on. We had a problem, Eric. We now know his mic isn't working. We just come. That's a cold opening. I haven't even started the show yet. That's why other shows shit in their pants, and I've heard them by the water cooler.
I love.
We're like his cold openings are shows. And I've heard other stuff. We go, I know. What do you care? What is he doing? Because it makes us look bad. I listened to a show. He calls it a cold opening. He could have shut the mics off. It would have been a whole show compared to other shows. It's like Todd going, oh, that shit? No, we just throw that in the cold opening. Now listen to this. How's that make us look? That's what people are saying, and I've heard it. So let's play you in. I'd like to get the song out of the way because I'm always so excited to play the song that I'm really never – like I'm never really talking to you. All I'm thinking is, should I play the song now?
Right.
Should I play the song now?
It's like having a gift for someone and
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So let's get this.
You get it.
I'm excited.
Hey, you're special on CISO, which is amazing.
Thank you.
Genuinely love it.
No, you don't.
Yes, listen,
really?
I do, yes. And I knew that I probably would before I even saw it. I love that you built your set and you – that's the – yeah, a lot of people let go. The more creative control you have
– yeah.
And now I love that it's like when I heard that you were building your set, it made me want to be more involved with my set. I've always wanted to, but then I let go of it when it seems like maybe it's a pain in the ass.
It is a pain in the ass.
And also, you don't want to be a pain in the ass.
Right.
But – so I always try to settle a lot. I'm like, I want certain things, and I get certain things, but a lot I let go. This one, so I see yours taking it to the level of, yeah, like have something to do with the literally building the stage. Like that's a creative part of your show. That's a creative part of yourself. It's a big part of a show when you watch someone on stage. It's the whole show. Besides you, all you see is the stage.
Right.
So if you can have a creative input on that, why not? This is mine was like I tried to do the same thing, like really just take control 100%, be every fucking thing you want it to be.
Well, I thanks, man. I want to say that you are, in my opinion, the funniest part of my comedy special.
Listen, this is what I've heard. Now why, what happened?
You were in you actually were part of my cold opening. We talked about cold openings. You were part of the cold opening. I don't know if you guys have seen Todd do the cold opening.
I don't make them watch my stuff.
It's really, really, it's really funny. And I'm trying to get it released just as a promo for the special, but yeah, I want it to just I want everyone to see
it. Can I tell people he sent me a Mercedes for doing that? I thought that was, why did you do that?
I saw Phil did it once.
I freaked out when first of all, let me explain to everybody. It's an old Mercedes station wagon, the one Jingle Joe has. So he heard me talk about it on the show. I don't even know what year it is. I just know it showed up on my driveway. He sends over the Mercedes station wagon that Joe has. Somehow I found out the one Joe has, and now I got it, the one you saw. It's crazy. That was so nice of you. And then he went by my mom's house, and he fooled around with her. Nah, really, just in a fun way.
I really appreciated it, and I wanted you to... I wanted you to know that.
You know what we just did? We got the niceties out of the way. You know what I'm going to consider that? A second cold opening. We went for a commercial. We came back. There's like a little more business we got done, and then we start the podcast. Then I introduce you. And a lot of people say, did you make a special song for him? Because, of course I did. Of course. What do you think? I'm just going to just bring a guy in here and treat him like a schmuck? Of course you have a song that's specific for each. Why don't we? Let's do it. Here we go. Maybe a little drums, guitar, maybe.
I've been waiting for this guest for a long time. Just wondering.
I got the bells and whistles. Listen.
Good news, everybody. Waiting is through.
Listen.
Because he's here tonight.
Shut up, right?
Give a great big welcome to Willie Brown. He's on the Todd Glass
Show. How about that, huh?
He's on the Todd Glass Show. Now he's here tonight. Feels so right. We're playing him in. Well, he's
Patterson. Come on.
That was really nice. I really
Wow, it's a lot of work doing this.
He didn't have I could barely make out my name.
Oh, you couldn't hear? Oh yeah, no, it's Lachlan Patterson.
It is? Okay.
Oh, I thought you were joking around. Should I play it again?
No.
Come here. Hey, no big deal.
It's fine.
It's not fine. Play it. People, hold on, pause. He does have a good point. We're not trying to be. Sometimes people hear their name, it sounds like, you know how your voice sounds different to you? So. All right. Sometimes your name.
I got to.
Sometimes your name sounds different when you hear it.
That's true.
I think if you really listen, you'll hear it. I don't mind playing it again. I got nowhere
Could
to
you
go.
Maybe mispronounced my name at
okay,
all?
Okay, stop. Stop. Stop it. You're gonna feel foolish.
Okay.
You're going to feel foolish. You are.
All right.
Listen to the words, though. Do you like this part?
I love this part.
Listen to what I say, because you pause it. Start it all over again.
That sounds really good.
I think what happens, the beginning part of this, where I've been waiting for this guest for a long time, it's sort of now we're swimming past it because you're not soaking it in as being truthful.
I am. No, in now, the beginning, it sounds like...
Well, it's to you.
It feels
it's
really good.
It's to you.
It feels really good.
So
I didn't know you were even waiting for me this long. I didn't really... But when you said that, I was like, wow.
No, listen, Lachlan, I don't mind that you doubted me. I don't mind. I don't. But I want you to do something. When you hear it later, if I disprove myself,
yeah,
you can go, oh, so what? I let it soak in and it shouldn't have. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? Hear the words I got. Say, I mean it. Like when you hear, I've been waiting for you a long time, go, wow, that's the way Todd feels about. And then I think you just maybe got, just listen. You'll hear, it's so obvious that your name is in there.
Okay.
I swear to God.
I
swear to God, this you're going to feel foolish.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I don't mean that in a yelling way.
I've been waiting for this guest for a long time. Just wondering when he.
Listen.
Good news, everybody. The waiting is through. Cause he's here tonight. Give a great big welcome to
Lachlan Patterson.
The Todd Glass Show.
Lachlan Patterson.
On the Todd Glass Show. Now he's here tonight. It feels so right.
He built his whole stage. Yeah, they built your whole stage. That's right into the song. That's so specific. And that's him. That's a pre-recorded. You know what? Thank God this bit's over. I loved it. I never want to have my reputation keeping anybody in a bit when they're not feeling it. You don't feel it, get the fuck out. That's what I tell my guests. Anything, there's ever a bit, we're doing a bit,
yeah.
And you're not feeling it, you go, we'll play the bailouts. You get out of it. I've been on situations where I can't feel like you're playing along.
Yeah.
And I feel like, it's only when I was in an improv class once, but I never forgot about it. 20 years ago. It hated it.
What's a bailout?
Bailout just means, can we find that? It means you're doing a bit. You're not feeling it. You play that. We have a jingle. I got a jingle for everything.
Should we start a bit that's not working?
Just to play it?
Just to so we can play
okay,
the bailout?
I love it. Okay, so here we go.
All right.
You tell me when you have it. You know, John Brand Wagner, I want to say something, if you don't mind, in the middle here to give the after show a part two. Next week's show is an after show. So everybody in this room, you're going to leave, but then Eric Olson, Aaron Simon, John Brand Wagner, Jim Carrey, Duncan Carey, and Aristotle will all be here. And it's going to be something to – this week is part one, and then part two is the after show we're going to do. So you guys have – you know, that's going to be a lot of – we have some real surprises in that show for you. So, I mean, I'm going to tell you, you're going to be like, what the fuck are they doing? But I throw you that way to the – they're listening to your show right now because they're enjoying it because this is being said during your part of your show.
Right.
And then they're going, is this after show? Believe me, it's something. It's something. And we haven't even done it yet.
I think it's interesting the after show is just like this, except I'm not in it.
Well, then that's not true. That's not true.
Okay.
We changed the color of the room. No, that's true. They're indifferent through lighting. I make it blue. And I put more reverb in. You want to hear like a little bit of the way I sound on the after show?
All right.
All right, everybody. We're having fun. I give it more of a young feel.
Okay.
I give it a young feel.
Oh, for the people who are up a little later.
And then I spell your name. I spell my name wrong. Because it works so well. So, what am I doing?
Was that it? Was that one of the bailouts?
No. Let's do a bit to bail out.
All right. Should I set you up?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah.
So how's your mother?
Oh, my mother's great. How's your mother?
She's actually very ill. She's dying.
Oh. You play this.
We're the bailouts.
So sometimes, by the way, it doesn't have to be that extreme. I could just be doing a bit I don't like or a guess.
Sure.
I don't get the bit. All of a sudden, play it from the beginning. You go, you know what? You know what? Go, play it! No, you have to talk to him like that. You know how I found out? I watch it. God, that came off too aggressive. And hope everybody's all
right. You got
to
be like that.
I know. Why do I have to be? I hate that. Did you ever have that? Oh, no. Shut up, Eric. Eric's overshaking. Because that's how I do feel. Like, I need a hug, not a punch. I mean, God
Eric just,
knows.
Eric just looks sick there. He was looking, he his was version like, of scared is dying yeah. of cancer.
Well, I know the face. It's also funny. It's like, I'm such a monster. People better. Oh, God. I don't want to. Listen, it's good to see you.
Thanks.
I'm a good interviewer. They're jealous. You know, I didn't even do the opening to our show yet.
Let's do it.
I mean, is that wrong?
It is wrong. You should do the opening in the beginning.
This is a cold opening still. People can't freaking believe it. They're like, shut the fuck up. That seems like the whole meat and the potatoes. No. No. This is a crazy thing that I have figured out.
Not to segue back to my comedy special, but in it, you make fun of cold openings. You detest cold openings.
I do, and can I tell you, I loved... Sometimes you'll see how they'll let something breathe that you do. Like, I genuinely mean this. I thought Steve did a great job of letting that breathe the way it needed to be breathing, capturing all the... like, I liked the stuff he picked. I was proud of it. Like, I was like, oh, they did a great job with that.
I liked it. I loved it, dude. I honestly hope I can get that released to just online to people who aren't...
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy it. What do you want? I'll give you $100,000. Stop playing it.
Stop playing
it? Yeah, I always want to have it for my friends. I'll give you $100,000 right now. Will you take it? Stop playing it on television?
Yeah, I would take that.
I know. You know what? I would, too.
I would totally take that.
I think we both might be like not bad business people.
That's a bad business move.
That's a bad business move. And if you really... No, I don't know.
You
know
especially.
What if... Wait, why me especially?
Because you could just tell them to go online and watch it. You could send them the link.
No, you still need new people. You still need new people.
New people?
Yeah, that's the only reason it helps. You can't just keep. Am I making sense?
No.
Yeah, because if you just entertain the people that like you already, that's great.
Yeah.
But then you want to bring in new people. That's the purpose of a special. So if you just send it out to the people that already know you, that's awesome. But then if you have it on Netflix or something, it gets introduced to new people that have never been introduced to you before.
Gotcha.
Or CISO or wherever.
Okay.
Wherever you take it, right?
I love some new people. Aren't new people the best?
Aren't they? Can I tell you, I still like meeting new people.
You got a new person that you just picked up?
In friendship, that's so funny. Like, if you talked about it, like, because friendship is just as great, but what if you talked about it, which deep down we probably all really sort of do feel a little bit like that. You're like... I just got this new great friend. Wow, it's fucking great.
That would be nice.
Oh, it's fucking awesome. You know the feeling. Wow.
I don't.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? You're just laughing, having a good time. You just all like the same shit. There's no drama. It's fucking, that's what you feel, you know, when you meet new people.
I still have
and old people.
My old friends still.
And middle-aged. What about you? I have my old friends, too. Otherwise, it's not a good sign. I think if you don't have any friends, the longer you live on this planet, the more you have the simple realization that definitely it's on your side. Maybe I'm giving myself a pat on the back. So what? It's on your side to have a lot of friendships you've had for a long time. It says something about you that it should say that you've been on this planet for a while and that you don't have wait, what was I talking about?
Friends.
Oh, you should have friends in your life for a long time. Be weary of people that. Like, the more friends they've had for the longer time, the better sign. You know, when you know people, God, we've known each other for 20 years. We've known each other for 15 years. That says you can withstand, forget about romantic relationships, even in your friendships. I think it's good to see a pattern of someone that has friends around for a long time. I like, that's a good sign.
You were just about to say be weary.
Be weary of people that, you know, everything is, it's all right to have a few horror stories in your past. You probably genuinely do, but you don't have to tell them all.
Yeah,
and you should talk about that. That's part of your life, but
be wary of people with no friends.
Be wary of people with no friends. That everything's, or they're all new.
Is that what you're saying?
No. Oh, shut up, you motherfucker! No,
my parents only have like one friend each.
Oh, I thought you were meant like I should be their friend instead of be making fun of them.
No, I'm
but, okay. So you get. I don't mean in that sense. Be if someone doesn't have any friends, yes, you want to go over and hug them. That's a different thing.
But be weary.
Well, it depends how old they are.
Sure.
Be weary. Yeah. Okay. Let me see if my be weary is right. So you see somebody, and
hey, Todd.
Hey, what's your... Like, if their oldest friend is
me,
like...
me, Frank, from across the street.
Play the bailout.
Really? We're not going to try it?
I couldn't.
All right.
I got a little lost. You know what? I'm not going to bail out.
Okay.
I'm better than that.
So,
do you have any I'm better than that music? I want to enter back into this bit, but a short respect.
We're
going to
do. We're being. You're being weary.
I never gave up. Why should I give up now? Maybe I played that bailout a little too quicker than I should have and let my friend Lachlan Patterson down. But ladies and gentlemen, as we come out here tonight to re-enter into that bid, to say that we're not done with that bid. Maybe I asked a question or two. Why do I just have to play the bailouts when there's so much promise? So we now return to the bid.
There we go. So, what is it again? Explain it.
Be weary.
I think we should bail on it
now. You think
we
should?
All right, play the bailout.
At least we went back and tried.
We did.
Wow, I got... let me take a deep breath. I'm a little too excited.
Have you done the intro yet?
Oh, you want to hear the opening of the show?
The opening?
How long have we been going?
20 minutes.
Wow.
20 minutes.
Do you have any questions? And this is, you don't see a lot of shows doing. May I be so bold to say I'm not scared to do this. Do you have a question for me? And you don't have to. Can I tell you, most guests don't.
I've always wondered if I think you're one of the most talented comedians.
Wow.
in America, and I'm not kissing your ass. I think that you are. You just add Todd to me to any show, and it's just relief from that show. Like you will just take it in a different direction.
See, instead of being a compliment. Which feels good always, but then feels also like it looks like I baited him to compliment me. That's what you're thinking, Eric, isn't it?
Well, but you have this note that says to say that.
All right, that's just a thing. I'm not saying they have to. I put it in front of them. They're ideas. They're not orders.
When you start hitting him with the face with it is when
no.
It
okay, Aristotle. When I don't hit him in the face with it because I take a Post-it and put it close to his face. I'm not hitting him
but
in the face
you, like,
with it.
You like stuck it to his
I
face.
I stuck it to his face as a joke. Okay, Aristotle, don't. You guys are supposed to help me, not. So I don't tell the guests, you know, I don't tell them to compliment me. But I appreciate it. Isn't it funny? Compliments are hard to take, right?
It's hard to take in, but you just at least got to make it look like you're taking it. That's the worst is when you give someone a compliment and they don't take it.
Can I tell you something? That's a good life lesson, what you just said, because I could see myself going down that path. Get to the point. Yeah, you're right. Don't get too. Sometimes I take it great. Sometimes yeah. I don't. I don't always not take it great.
I think you're really funny.
I bow, and then
I'm not funny. That's the worst thing.
I would never do that.
I really liked your special. It was a tough half end. I taped two. I didn't really like when people
exactly.
do that.
Shit. So. You know what? I'm proud of myself on this last one, then, because I've done nothing but loved everything so far.
Well, I'm looking forward to watching it.
Well, the problem is I'm selling it individually.
Oh,
would
cool.
Would you like to buy one on the way out? That's how I make all my money. They're $100, and you feel weird on the way out. You're like, is he really selling? Yeah, I sign them. We just, you know, we give you a recording of tonight's show. It's like a whole thing. I got a girl out front with her tits sticking out. You know what I mean? With a tray. You know what I mean. I got to have an edgy show. Thank you, Aristotle. Okay, we're going to have fun. I want to take a deep breath. Can we edit out that thing? The tits thing?
Sure.
Okay.
You're not going to edit that out.
Sure I am.
I had this whole... And you didn't say tits.
It's just so
out.
Absurd.
It's just...
Leave it in. I'm edgy. Leave it all in. Leave all the tit talk in. The Todd Glass Show is raw. I give people their money's worth. Let's start the show.
The opening.
Did George now, Carlin you, leave it in?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, people get the context that it's in. Mm. No, I'm not making fun of people. I like to be, don't say, don't do the, oh, is that this? Is that, you know, hey, keep moving. but I'm right for doubting it. It's okay. Maybe next week I will think I should have left it out. But that's who I am, ladies and gentlemen. That's the Todd Glass off the air. Always talking about tits. You know me. But let's play it. It's a little big. And then sometimes I get embarrassed to play it.
The opening.
Would you prefer, and we have four versions we do. One, I just play it. I don't really participate.
Okay. Because
it's sad if I do. Some people want me to like participate. Hey, it's the Todd Glass show. What do you want me to do?
I'm kind of looking at the rest of the
whole
guys
gang
to see because they've heard.
We have one version. They all participate. We sing it.
Can I hear that one?
Oh, yeah. And if you don't like it, we'll do another one.
The whole
show. This is the one where everybody gets involved. Aristotle gets on the drums. You want that one?
I mean.
You want the lights and the bubbles? I'll go for it. I don't give a shit.
I would love the lights and bubbles.
Right, here we go. Let's do it. See?
Now you know it's a show. Lachlan Patterson's our guest.
Enough of this podcast.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
Here we go.
Baby, don't you know the producer sits behind glass? It's the Todd Glass Show.
Here we go. It's fun.
Todd, 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 Todd.
Todd, 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 Todd.
Todd Glass Show.
I can't believe it.
Todd Glass Show.
This is crazy.
With producer Aristotle.
With producer Aristotle.
Eric Olson.
Eric Olson.
John Brandwagner.
John Brandwagner.
Todd. Energizes everyone except Nick.
What?
It's the Todd Glass Show.
What?
We play a million.
Lachlan Patterson's here. Shut the fuck up.
Hardwick. It's the Todd Glass Show. Todd, Todd, what? Todd, Todd.
Todd, 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 Todd.
Todd Glass Show.
Todd Glass Show.
With producer Aristotle.
With producer Aristotle.
Eric Olson.
Eric Olson.
John Brandwagner.
John Brandwagner.
Todd.
JJ's here with his trumpet. Unfortunately, JJ or Gabe could not be here, but I can do a trumpet sound. I sound exactly like them.
Okay.
So put some reverb in my voice, please. Is that crazy? No, what are you looking? They're not here. Eric thinks they're here.
I'm a full-grown adult. That should be the name of my special.
Full Grown Adult.
What do you think my special? I'm honestly asking you this. In the middle of this, I'll tell you what happened. You, honestly, will you give me your... I'm oversetting it, you'll be honest. Because it's not named it.
Yeah.
I knew I couldn't get your honest opinion if I go, that's what I've already named it, because you're going to feel uncomfortable to say you don't like it. I haven't named it this yet.
Okay.
But here's one of the things I could name it.
Okay.
So in the middle of the special, I talk about a pigeon. There's a reason I need to tell you this. I'm talking about a pigeon, how they cross the street and they always act like they're hurrying. You know, they're always like, oh, I'm trying to get there.
Yeah.
One day I figured out they could fly. So they're full of shit. You know, they're like, hey, fuck you. Suck my pigeon dick. And then I say, you know what? That's a good name for the special. Suck my pigeon dick. Name it that. So I could just name it that. And then when they get to that point of the special, they'll be like, well, oh, that's why he named it that. Or
but,
is that.
But it's got a swear word in it.
So, oh, well, that wouldn't be the reason? No, here's the thing. If you ask someone's opinion, you should take whatever there is. But I would hope we would leave out that funny supersedes any language. As
of
long
course.
As it's funnier than it's...
I just... I worry that it wouldn't get as much airplay. Do you care about that?
No, I do. You're right. You
like
know what?
iTunes?
Yeah, you know what? I can tell you already. Suck my pigeon dick. You're probably right. No, you're probably right.
I like that you do in Thin Pig the same as it was it's a signature.
How about suck my pigeon balls? Maybe if I had the Wayne Newton the way he goes into after I say something like that. Play Wayne Newton and I think we'll have some fun here. This is Wayne Newton.
I once said it is easy to be humble when you're a success.
I'm gonna explain what he does, because you can't see it visually. He's on stage and you know they get to make a joke.
Yeah,
and then
musicians.
Right after the joke, they get to sing their song. So if the joke's not that funny, they can launch into some hit song that makes... And they think they sort of take the accolade like it's for their joke. But I love it. And then, hold on, play Wayne. So great.
I once said
like,
it
boom,
is easy
and
to
it's
be
powerful.
Humble when you're a success.
Easy to be humble.
The trick is to be arrogant when you're a flop. When it's one full of money, two full of show. Beat again or hit it out.
Do it again. I love it every time. It's the audacity. I love it. The balls.
I once said it is easy to be humble when you're a success. The trick is to be arrogant when you're a flop. When it's one full of money, two full show.
Three to get baby.
He does someone else's song.
And then he does someone else's song and somebody else's joke.
That's arrogant.
Well, I don't know if it's someone else's joke. Play just the hit, his part. One full of money.
When it's one full of money, two full of show.
Play that 25 times tonight, the rest of the night. Like later on, he'll say something, and out of nowhere, you'll go.
When it's one full of money, two full of show.
Save one of our jokes. Save one of our stories. Or just add to one of our already great stories. No negative vibes on this podcast.
It's also a great bailout song.
Oh, my God.
When it's one full of money.
Eric, you could also do it too live, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
But it would help if you had a... Yeah, why don't we try that
too?
And put some reverb in there. I won't fall. You got that? I won't fall the morning. Oh, there's reverb in it. It sounds fucking great. I shouldn't get so excited over reverb. This Christmas, Nerdist Industries sent me $1,000 worth of gift certificates for reverb.
What's reverb? Is that isn't that just the echo?
It's electronic. I act like they had reverb in a box. They opened it up. It's like, hello, we're reverb. Chris Hardwick sent us. Well,
it's one for the money.
Two. It's got to be faster. Ready? We got to go. It's got to go. My mom had a thing. I have a thing with the thing. You know, a bird's opinion is pretty much based on your thing with the bread.
Well, hey, one for the money, two for the job.
There you go.
Three to get ready now.
There we go. I say we use you. Just talk real close to the mic. Can you straighten that mic out a little bit? Put it in its stand. I feel like it's going to fall out.
It is.
Why don't you be rude?
Why don't I?
Why don't you be rude? Why do you have to be so rude, I meant to say. No, you know what I meant to say? How what a nice presence here tonight.
Well, it's a one for the money,
two for the show, three to get going on a minute. Anyway, all right, let me take a deep breath. 25. Hey. I don't want you to go anywhere. Everybody take a deep breath. A little meditation, right?
I love taking deep breaths.
This actually works. This is crazy, but just do it. I'm telling you, people at home,
sit,
you got to do it.
Lie comfortably.
Just give it a chance.
Quietly.
Please give it a chance.
Allow yourself to be here fully in this moment.
All you got to do is get past a little bit of curse words, and they do their purpose.
With your inner world,
they're necessary.
And feeling. Gradually. Let the horseshit of the external world fade from your awareness.
Right.
If you find your mind wandering to other thoughts...
Stop it!
Don't let it consume.
Don't let it! Come here!
Just acknowledge.
Acknowledge it! Get your mind back here! Why are you drifting? Some meditation people tell you, let yourself drift, it's natural. I go, dang, I get the fuck back here! You want to meditate? Well, then you fucking give it your all. Try to focus the bullshit out of your life! It's not important, and I'm asking you to just be here and now. It's not the bullshit. You look to the right, you look to the left. Come on, grow up, motherfucker.
Just feel the fucking...
And let's meditate.
Float away.
And get it fucking done. Now stop thinking about other shit, you dumb fuck.
Strength.
You're thinking about that. You're thinking about shit. Well, I'm telling you not to think about shit. You got a lot of fucking nerve.
Discover its own natural...
Somehow, does this have to be edited out?
It's hard to relax with you.
I know. Was it helping? Be honest.
It's really hard to relax when you're yelling.
It was hard.
Yeah.
I'm more stressed now.
Because it may. Oh, I didn't. You know what? When I think about that, I think. You know what? Maybe it is better to not yell.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready.
That's all I want to do on the road. Have a band with me and be able to just out of nowhere. One night I want to be in the mood to do it 150 times. Oh well, a one for the money.
150 in one night?
Yeah. Every other joke. If I think it's funny, then why don't I have the right to do it? I'm checking out a lot. I go 90% of what I think's funny, and then I hold back 10 sometimes, depending on what club I'm at.
Oh, that's interesting.
Does that make sense?
Depending on
which
city.
Like Helium in Philadelphia. The audience is just, look what it is. It's just me being comfortable. It's not in some righteous way I'll hold back. You're scared.
Yeah.
That's really what you're saying. You just go, that might not be a little... They're still great. I'm not saying it doesn't have to be the best in the world, and then after that, shit. No, there's in-betweens. Portland and like Heliums, to me, are like, you know, they're just great crowds, and you're comfortable. When you're comfortable, because what do they do? What earns their... Why do you respect these crowds, like at Acme? Because they come in and they have a respect for comedy.
Right.
So you're going to be so relaxed because they get it. Come in, have a ton of energy, don't talk. Most comedy fans really get it. Most audiences are incredible.
Yeah.
But the few can ruin it. But when you go to those clubs where they have this respect for it, you relax. And when then you relax, they get – that's what they end up getting. They get the biggest treat in the world. They see every comedian at their best.
Yeah.
If you're in Minneapolis or if you're where – look, there's more than – I just keep saying Acme because to me they're the holy grail. But there's Heliums that are great. There's Improvs that are great. There's a lot of clubs. The Comedy Works in Denver. They just run it fucking right. The audiences are great. And so when you're there, you just do that 100% show. It's easy for me to do it in places like that because you're comfortable. The audience, you feel cradled. You feel loved.
You get to give them the 100% Todd Glass experience.
I mean, what I think's funny.
Yeah.
You know,
One for the money, two for the show, a three to get a bimmin and a bobbin and a... Thank you very much, John Brainwide. the meditation thing. I feel like I... You know, play it again.
The meditation is very funny. I like that.
Do you meditate?
I do. I sit in silence.
How long?
Is that meditating?
Yeah, that's meditating.
20 minutes.
I'm not going to be one of those people. That's not meditating. Well, shut up, asshole. I'm very aggressive in my defending the meditating. One guy came up to me one day and he said, you know those people? You never see anything happen in their presence, but they always got a lot of stories. Except when I'm around you, you're boring. One day a guy came up to me and I said this and you say that. Stop it. No, nothing ever happened. You made that up. You wanted it to have happened. And then I went up to this guy and I told that guy and you know what that guy and this guy. And I said to him, I look right in his face. What did you do? You crapped in your pants and you ran home.
When it's one for the money, two for the show. Do you get her head out?
See, that was a great placement of that song. I give you A+ on that. That's the type of thing that you're getting promoted to. I'm serious. I'm going to get you a blue blazer with a crest on it. You are royalty here at the Todd Glass Show now because of a drop like that. If there's that, then there's more. And that's what some of the past people that had the honor to sit into that seat. Some of them are shitting in their pants when they hear John Brand Wagner on that board. They go, this guy fucking pays attention. Boy, he sets a standard high. And then he drops in one like that. Yes.
When it's one for the money, two for the show.
Let me tell you something. The fact that he's able to do it two times in a row, I'm not shitting you around. I hope some of the ex-people that have done that job right now are listening and going, this guy knows what he's doing.
I deserve a good cup of coffee.
Some people feel that. This is seems like a greedy meditator, right?
Can make on their hot plates.
I deserve a good cup of coffee.
He sounds like he's building to some sort of complaint.
Right. You're supposed to meditate. Oh, so how long can you be quiet? You know what I'm saying.
Right now?
When you meditate.
I could do 20 minutes.
And where would you... could be a few places. Where would typically be like somewhere you would enjoy doing that?
My bedroom.
Just laying in bed or sitting up or laying down?
I lay next to the bed on a mat and I stretch in silence for 20 minutes. The stretching really is, it's just holding, it's really not that pain stretching that some people do. Some people stretch to like shaking. I just do a light stretch just to, I don't know, you know?
Yeah, no, hey, I was sitting there thinking about it and I was thinking, of course, when I sleep, I don't talk. Although some people say I do, so I guess there you go. I don't. The purpose of being quiet in the presence of being quiet, as opposed to the quiet you are when you're sleeping, the purpose of being quiet in the presence of being aware is, I probably can get pretty close, but what's the purpose of it?
For me, it is calming the fuck down. Just calming down in the morning because it's gonna get hectic, probably. Things can happen. Crazy shit can happen. Every time you get up in the morning, something crazy will happen to you. Did anything happen to you today that was crazy?
Today was I know exactly what you mean. Today would happen to be a pretty peaceful day, but yeah, I know what you mean. It could be from sideways.
Yeah.
It just hits you. Yeah, I talked to my brother about my mom. So that's when I need, you're right, that's when if I can enter those moments. Because you're right, that's funny. When you asked me at first, I'm like, well, today wasn't. But that happened. It was 30 minutes.
Right.
That's a big, but if you hit it, I be quiet for 20 minutes? I guess if you heard my Netflix special. Well, I was 20 minutes short, so I just did a funny gag in the middle of my routine.
Do you do that meditation gag? Because it's, and I hate to say gag, because gag sounds like a terrible word for...
I know you mean.
What, you got any new gags?
Do I do this for real?
Yeah.
What is going on?
I am a billionaire.
Well, that's why we never used that before, because it had that buzz in it. I remember.
Is it funny, though?
You know what? You give me permission to just go. It's annoying buzz, but let's hear if it's funny.
Let's find out if it's funny.
Okay, you're great. I was going to say I love you.
I am a billionaire.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Wait, I get it.
I expect to have $1 billion.
Okay, I understand. If you expect it, you'll get it.
Sure.
I think I'm following this, actually.
Like a vision board?
Yes.
Being a billionaire is my birthright.
Oh, my God. I never looked at it that way. No, there's truth to that.
Right?
No. There's truth to that.
Certain...
Millions of dollars are coming to me.
Oh, my God. I never even realized it. all, if I have to want it. Other people that get money, they go, hello, it's mine.
$1 billion
I do
in
have
my bank account.
Visualize.
Visualize it. Visualize with.
I am attracting millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
I see what's going on.
Oh, I feel it. I swear to God. Do you feel it? No, do you feel it, honest?
I'm trying.
You guys feel it?
Flowing to me.
You feel it?
Now.
Does everyone feel it?
Oh, I feel it.
Totally
feel it.
Oh,
I just started.
I feel it.
Oh, yeah, feel it.
I just started.
I feel it. I feel it.
Okay.
Oh, I feel it.
I feel it.
I feel it.
I can feel it.
There it is.
I feel it.
I just,
oh my God, I feel it.
I definitely feel it.
I feel it deep in my eardrums.
It's like coming 100 times.
Okay. I am a billionaire.
Maybe I got too gross. Why do I have to go dirty?
Where did you find that? Or did you do it?
No. I today he went through the archives of some stuff, and I go, did somebody send that in? Because it's so ridiculous. It's funny. It makes me laugh because it's so.
It's my birthright.
It's my birthright. It's great because it's. You know why it's funny to me? It mocks those bullshit. Look, motivation. Of course, I don't mock motivation when it's given by someone. You know, I'll pick the people that motivate me, and it's usually the ones that are doing something, and I motivate it as they're doing something else,
right.
Not telling me how I should be motivated. You know, they just live this life that you go, wow, that motivates me. Of course I love being motivated. But I'm making fun of the people that are the bullshit Tony Robbins. I think. Maybe I'm wrong, someone out there. But, you know, it's a shame if he is good. And then I'd feel bad. But, okay, so let me not say him. But I smell that he would be, too, with not the proper research, I guess you could say. But my instincts are. But let's say the people I'm talking about, that bullshit sort of thing that people leave. And it makes them feel great. But there's nothing to apply the next day.
Right.
It sounds great. It feels good. And you know why it feels good? Because it's an unrealistic way of the path that it might take. So the next day, you're not really ready for the heavy load. Instead of someone being honest with you and saying, look, and it's like not like, and you have to think, I am worth it. That's where that comes from, that mockery of like, yeah, I'm worth it is a great thing to think. But, you know, if it's just that stuff, yeah, we already know that to be able to say, you know, I am worth it. Am I being mean? No. A little?
No.
I'm making fun of bullshit motivation. Yeah. Because I know somebody, Andrea, the girl I know, she went to this thing and she was, first of all, she said something. She goes, you know why you can never tell it the next day? It makes so much sense as they're saying it. Then when you go to tell your friends, you think, why can't I repeat it? Because it's, because that's why. Because there was nothing. You're like, you know what they said? And then when it's coming out, they're very excited. They said, when you wake up, when you were little, you think, oh, what age will I do where
right.
I go? And then when you're every age, you think, oh, my God, I'm eight. Well, if you go through life thinking you're eight, you're going to make decisions that an eight-year-old makes. So I went back to the eight, and all right.
Yeah, I had a friend say that he went to something and said he found out that if you just give, you will receive. So he's like, I'm just going to start spending money.
Oh, that's church.
Yeah, that's church.
That's just church? Okay. Well, he ended up being broke. I don't think he found Jesus.
I wrote this for you. No, seriously, listen.
I've been waiting for this guest for a long time. Just wondering when he'd be on.
Come on, listen.
I texted you many times
Stop.
To be on.
No. Listen, it's your name. Here we go.
Cause he's here tonight. Give a great big welcome to
Lachlan Patterson.
The Todd Glass Show.
Lachlan Patterson.
He's on the Todd Glass Show.
Yeah.
Now he's here tonight. It feels so right. We're playing.
Lachlan is here. Lachlan Patterson's here. Wow, that felt good.
Thanks,
best
man.
I've ever felt. Doctor, I'll give you my $100. I'll be out of here. Thanks for letting me vent. What if that's all I did was the screaming part? I went in.
Just to go scream,
just
doctor?
Scream. Ah!
Have you tried screaming?
Have you tried screaming into a sock? Apparently, Joe, never mind. I don't want to get into personal stories. Let me just take a deep breath. So 20 minutes. I'm going to try it.
20 minutes.
And I'm going to try 10.
And the cool thing is you can occupy, as long as you're not, you know, fidgeting too much. If you're, you know, the good thing about stretching is you're holding a body part for a long time. So it's not like you're doing the dishes. That doesn't really count.
You know what? I think it would be easy for people probably in relationships because they could just have dinner together. That's 10 minutes with no talking, huh?
Come on. Swamp full of money.
Come on, everybody. They're good to do, but don't you?
Imagine being able to do that every night with a 40-piece band. That's why it's amazing to play Wayne Newton doing it. Like, because
it's a terrible joke.
Oh, sure. He goes, hey, you know, I took my mother-in-law. Hey, can I have some reverb, please? Any joke. This gives you permission to do anybody's jokes here. You could even do a Mitch Hedberg joke, a joke you like, a joke. Any short joke. I think it's open for him right now to give an homage. That's the way I look at it. Shut the fuck up. If the comedians found out. We're doing an homage. You shut the fuck up. But, God. I had a joke in mind that I wanted to do. I forget. I don't. Out of all the jokes in the world, you know, I can never think of any.
Is it?
When it's one for the money, two for the show. You get her head around.
This is the type of A-grade work that John Brand Wagner brings to us every week, ladies and gentlemen. And when I say bings to you, it's because I was born in Australia. And he bings to you. I, for the rest of my life, I have a fake accent just to cover up one mistake. I'm the dumbest man in the world. No, why won't you meet you? Nah, bings to you. I always talk like that. This man bings to you. Didn't you mean to say brings, Todd? Nah, he brings to us. He brings his marvelous work.
Is that an Australian accent they drop the R?
I don't know. Who does that? Is that in the... Aristotle?
Maybe
that
Italian.
Shows disrespect to the Latino community. And that shows disrespectful to me when I'm trying to defend the Latinos. And that shows that you have thinking that you can maybe do the little drum thing and it's out of hand. And that's a spicy meatball, as Harris Whittles once said. All right, listen. God, I like when it all goes so right. Well, for me.
That line, that song totally reminds me of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. That's what will always resonate with me.
Which one? Dun. Is that a Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Yeah, it's when Ed Rooney, the principal.
Oh, that's right. When he's Ed Rooney, how fucking great was that character?
Yeah.
How fucking great was that guy?
Super great.
That shoe, everything he did was great. That's just great character acting, right? That's why we're talking about it.
The shoe, I mean, just that muddy shoe. I mean, the whole experience he went through.
How much fun, and I'm being to George Carr, and that's for my safe word, for whatever the reasons are. Would it be fun to go to the premiere of that movie when you're that good in it? That must be a fun way to go see a movie when you know, and you know it, like you're like, yeah. He's a big part of that movie. And you know, now he works at Home Depot. No, that's not. But Wayne Newton.
Yes.
I wanted to talk about him.
And that
what do you know about Wayne Newton? It's a new segment of my show. I seriously want to know what you know about Wayne Newton.
He lives in Las Vegas, I think. He has a lounge act.
Yes, I guess you could say arena.
He does a lot of, like...
He's not...
That's all I really... Old people love him.
I think, I don't know who, is it old people or is it a type of people? Because I think it might be like, I don't think it's like, well, he doesn't perform anymore. But when he did perform, I guess if you went to Las Vegas, I don't know. You know, I wasn't old enough when I would have been in Las Vegas where he was probably worth, 90 he was probably, it's so, you have to watch it, by the way. And I'm telling you this because you will.
You're special.
No, you have to watch Wayne Newton.
Newton.
This 2-hour special. I'm telling you, no matter what you think, or you'll think, here's the great part about it. Everything you think about Wayne Newton, why it's cheesy, but then you go, that's why he's Wayne fucking Newton. And it's worth the 2 hours. Because about 20 minutes in, you say, yeah, he's good. And then he does something else. Then he picks up a trumpet. Then he picks up a banjo. And then you're like, it's so fucking cheesy. But you don't fucking care. At one point, it like makes you go, that's right, motherfucker. It's good. I don't care if you don't like it. You will. So you could sit there for an hour and 30 and still go, I get it. It's tight. I get it. it's tight. I'm not defining it's tight. It's just not. And then an hour and 35, boom, boom. Then he'll pull out a trumpet. Then he'll fucking like, and then you're finally, you're like, you know, like, all right, you're great. Then when you leave, you're like, he's great. I know. Everybody's right. I tried to fight until a minute before I left. It's fucking amazing. I don't know how the fuck they do it. It's the biggest fucking show I've ever seen. Everything's so tight. Nothing. And it's cheesy and it's phony and he's full of shit.
Yeah.
He's so full of shit. But guess what? He earns the right to be.
Yeah.
Wayne Newton. I'm his PR person.
Obviously.
I'm trying. He's, no, it's not. Doesn't, I don't think he'd like what I'm saying. I think it's a huge compliment what I'm saying, but I don't think he'd like it.
It's. I think it's, for lack of a better word, cheesy, right? There's yeah. there's just not a word for what he is. Is it's it cheesy?
It's fake spontaneity.
Okay.
And there's a lot of fake spontaneity. Because, but I'll buy it. I'll take it. Look, no one's looking. I feel like it's a, you know what I mean? Shut the fuck up. I'll take it. I even may pretend it's real.
But he's doing those two shows a night, every night shows, so.
Who?
I mean, in his heyday. In
yeah,
Vegas.
Yeah.
So, right. I can't imagine you keep that spontaneity after.
I don't know. I've seen people be real on stage. That's what's cool. Vegas, you know, bands.
Vegas
bands.
Is tough. Don't you think a Vegas lounge?
No, because I've gone to see some acts there, and it's like, it doesn't have to be on that 100% pilot, you
but,
know.
But you,
some,
do you do Vegas?
I mean, not like in the Vegas we're talking about. Like, you know, it's a comedy club. I've done a comedy club in the hotel. But, yeah, you know, it's so funny. I'm sitting here saying no, but I guess the answer is yes, because I'm thinking of, like, a lounge in, like, 1950. But
right.
No, but I've gone. There's, like, comedy clubs there over the years. And some of them have been. I like when there's a good comedy club in Vegas, because I don't gamble.
Yeah.
So all I have is a great fucking time. Like, it's fun to walk around at night, especially if you're a pot smoker, and just walk around up and down the strip watching like the visual stuff you see, and then you could eat a lot. It's fun.
That's true. Someone told me Vegas is a place where people go to get lost.
Wow.
Which I thought was interesting, because this all, you know, there's so much going on.
Oh, you're right. It might be like TV times a million.
Yeah, like if you were, like, I would always think if I was a criminal, I would go to, like, you know, Nebraska or something, but they go to Vegas to hide.
You know where I'd go?
Where would you go?
I don't know where. I'm not killing anybody. I couldn't even punch somebody in the face. Anyway, I'm just trying to make myself out to look better than I am.
You could have to disappear for other reasons than killing people, right? You could be, you know, just not open your mail and pay your bills, and then you got to go somewhere. Maybe.
Wait.
Isn't that how the mail works?
So what happens with me?
So you literally just stop paying all your bills.
Yes,
You just rip up your credit card and you just refuse to respond to emails and everything, and you just stop paying for everything.
Wow.
Eventually, people are gonna come knocking on your door, aren't
right,
they?
Right.
You don't want to be there.
No, of course not.
The phone keeps ringing, so you throw out your phone.
Right. Can I tell you, I don't have, like, the fantasy that I do have, and I sort of admire in my fantasy of what a great life would be, because I'm a simpleton. I'm a simpleton in the way that I'll do with comfortability and not, I don't need extravagant things, you know. So, but my fantasy is, like, I'll never be able to have this life. But you know people that, like, live as under the grid as they can?
Yeah.
There's just so I figure, okay, I'm not going to do that. Like, there's people that have property. It's sort of state you know, somebody owns this as weird thing. Maybe they have to pay the taxes on a piece of property. But, okay, I couldn't do that. I'm not going to do that. But what I think is, how close can I get to it in my everyday life? So it's always the less shit. Like, don't have any bills. Don't.
Right.
Just get everything so organized. Where you
try to be light.
Try to be light. Get as close to that as you can. Don't wave a flag that, because it's not really that great that you do it. But you just, you know, you're not trying to go, boy, I really live off the grid. But you're just going, just trying to keep it light. That's all. You know, I'm trying to act like you're that person in the cabin. I think that's what I was trying to say. I'm not trying to, like, go, yeah, I keep it light. I'm like that guy in the cabin. No, but I try to get as close as I can for the amount of energy that I have.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I think that's a good balance.
I could see you being a guy that could actually do it, like live in a cabin somewhere.
I'd love to move to the woods.
But you'd need electricity, of course.
Nope.
Really?
Nope. I'd use propane, probably. Just run a propane tank and have a guy deliver me propane once a month.
Give me $100. No, I'd try it. You know what, Eric? You said it wouldn't work. I guessed right.
I look forward to getting really old and just sitting on a bench and feeding ducks.
See, if you make some decent choices in your career, see, maybe if you, I know just because, not because I've broken down you specifically, but I know enough where I'm pretty good with like stats. So all you have to do is make good choices, you know, just good choice, be a nice person in the business, be a nice fucking person, and then you'll be able to do that. Because you're going to, you know, you don't know what level, you'll make enough money, you could be able to like be old and off your comedy. I can know already from what I've seen of you, is that you'll be able to live off of your, what you do. You'll be
really?
Able to, yeah, you'll be able to retire with it. And,
oh,
and
if you just make some, fucking God.
Yeah, you know, no one, look, you know, maybe you shouldn't know that. Maybe you shouldn't know that. But
it's your birthright.
It's your birthright.
When it's one for the money, two for the show, three to go.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a, why am I telling you that? I'll tell you why, because it makes more sense.
Thank you.
What's wrong with some confidence once in a while? I don't have it on my own perspective. When someone says it to me, I always appreciate it. I'll take it in. I will take it in. But, like, because that's a good thing to have to look forward to. And if you think, wow, if that's true, because I absolutely say you got to be nice. You're a dick. You'll burn bridges. But if you're funny, and maybe it takes you a little longer than you thought, maybe you don't get – but you'll be able to go, yeah, if I do some smart choices with my money, and you just, I get a feeling you're level-headed. I bet if you, when you get the amount of money or chunks of money, like they say in the business, that you'll do good things with it, and you'll be, so you'll be able to.
I still return things, which is good. Thanks, man. I sent a bag back that I ordered and didn't like, and I could have just, I make enough money that I could just throw the bag away, but I was like, no, I want, I'm going to send this back. And I went to the post office and I printed out a label and I couldn't believe I was doing it. It wasn't worth the money, all the effort I was putting in.
I have some things like that. I don't know how to give. Can I tell you that it's
tough to mail shit back that you order online. They're banking on you not doing
it. Can I tell you something? That's where I get, I'm so organized with a lot of stuff, but every so often I'll get, like, I got these hoses that shrink up, you know, the black
one. Oh, I got one of those.
Let me tell you something. If somebody knows of a good one, and I didn't even turn my water pressure all the way up. Well, now I don't have full water pressure because I had – anyway, long story. But even when I didn't turn it all the way up, they're great. They really are amazing, except that they break. The inner linings break.
Yeah.
And then they have a hole in them. Now, maybe there were times that I was turning the hose on too full force, but I'm saying, is there one out there? You can
Mine
turn
blew
it
up too.
Full force.
Yeah.
Full force, and it'll take it. I will spend $100 on that hose.
$100?
Yeah. More? $150?
Okay. Hundreds.
What's a regular one cost?
Do you use your hose a lot?
When that thing works, I fucking love it.
Okay.
Because it shrinks back up into a little area. No tangling. No knotting.
What are you using the hose for, though?
Yeah, Aristotle, if I tell you... Do you promise that you won't tell anybody? Sometimes I... Okay, listen. Can I be honest? Okay, to George Carlin. I don't do it as much as I used to, but I got rid of all my grass. I was very proud of myself. I was proud. Because in some areas I'm bad at recycling, but I know I want to be better.
Decompose grass, it looks great.
Just as respect to the planet, I'm always happier when I get better at something that I'm not good at. But that was I made a conscious choice to get rid of the, I can't, I just couldn't feel good about watering grass. It's insane. And it is really insane. And I looked at people that are still doing it. I'm like, either everything's fine or there's people that are fucking out of their goddamn minds. Like, I hope we don't see the day where the child doesn't have a glass of water. So either we have horrible governing, or they'd certainly show us an area where they should step forward and go, no. The government, if there was a problem, they would interrupt. There's no fucking way we would get to the point where a child didn't have a glass of water. So my guess is either we have the worst fucking people governing LA, or that dumb, like that, or everything's okay. And I really went, I prayed that maybe it's, I hope it's that they know more. They have to start saying we're running out of water. But the truth is, if we were really running out of water, would they let people still have lawns? And the answer someone told me is, yeah, you guessed it. Yeah, people govern things so fucking bad that could be a horrible story that just goes down in history. And they knew what the tables were, but they were, well, why were they still letting people water their lawns? Because nobody fucking took. So I think either, like I said, either they're that bad. Someone said they're that bad, that it could be that bad.
So then where do you use that hose?
Oh, there, okay.
Oh, man.
Okay, so I got the part where I was complimenting myself with the recycling and all that. Okay, don't do it anymore. To George Carlin, I stopped doing it. I was hosing down the cement.
Hosing the cement?
It looks so nice wet.
What?
But not anywhere near as much as it would have taken. Honestly, to George Carlin, and the amount that I did it, by the way, sometimes in the morning, I would be hosing these pots that have plants in them. They have to be watered.
Okay.
Three times a week. That's all that has to be watered are these a few pots three times a week. Everything else, nothing. So as I'm watering the pots, I hit the lawn. You know, I like the way it looks wet, and then it dries, and it's half wet, half dry. But it's like, you know, I feel like a crack addict out there. I'm like, no one's looking. Oh, look. Then run back out and look at the half dry, half wet cement.
Like when it's dark?
When it's dark outside? Yeah, when it's
like
dark.
When you wet it and it gets darker?
Yeah, and then also there's pieces of cement with that moss growing around them. And then when they get wet, it's crazy. It looks and then
green.
It dries. It looks green. Yes.
I get it. I get the allure.
I get the allure. How long have we been going?
1 hour.
Wow, we're going to go in for the close. You sing?
I don't, but I have been singing.
Where? We want to come support you. No, no, no. Everybody, come on. Come on, Locke.
Sing,
sing,
sing.
No,
sing,
I think we
sing,
should support you. No, I would sing, never make you sing, if you didn't sing. If you were out singing, hey, don't you wish
I get
you,
songs in my head.
If you were at this New Year's party, don't you wish you were here? Imagine being here. Close your eyes. You're there.
Holiday, we're gonna have a ball, and that ain't all. I'm gonna chase my blues away. I'll be bringing in a brand new year, bringing in a brand new year. So listen, dear, won't you meet me here?
That'd be nuts, wouldn't it? That's just being in that room.
Can you turn that up? And this is me at that party,
okay.
Right?
Gonna be a crazy
I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Are you going to be here? Why are you going to the bathroom? Why aren't you watching them? I'm going to wait for this song.
This is
BB
King.
I don't like this song.
This is BB King.
I'm not having fun.
Are you shitting me?
I thought we were going.
How can you not be having fun?
I thought we were going to eat.
Yeah, we can eat 7 days a week. Why? We're in BB King. We're bringing in the new year. I can't believe you. Thanks. Good job. Guess what else? I know people want to hear. I'm so good at what I do. I know what people want to hear. Huh? Saving the show. Look. I got the show back. I got it back. I got the show back, everybody. Look. I got bubbles. I got bubbles. I guess the show's doing pretty good. Ba-da-ba-ba-da. Look at me. Enough of that. I want to say goodbye. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Is there anything you need to borrow? I rent it. Say rent.
Rent.
I got two big screen TVs. They're nice.
To own? Rent to own?
Yeah, rent to own.
How does that work?
I'll tell you what I'll do for you because you seem like a cool person.
Thank you.
Do you need a big screen TV?
No.
I'll give you one for free.
I'll take it.
It's a big screen. Not TV. It's not flat screen.
What necessitates a big screen?
Well, it's a big screen, but it's the old-fashioned kind. It's me while there's a piece of trash.
You're trying to get rid of some garbage, and you can't carry it.
That's what happens. People, you know when they go free to a good home?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean take my trash?
Yeah.
Why don't you just be honest with people? They're not assigned. Please take my trash. Wouldn't false hopes that it's worth taking?
Yeah. I see a lot of free palm tree.
Oh, can I tell you? I got three in my backyard. I don't know. Is it worth? I think I'm at the point where I want to maybe just throw them out. but I feel bad. There's three of them, and I go back there to George Carr, and I feel guilty. I think of them.
Are they in the ground, in the earth?
No, they're not. They're pulled out of the ground. They're tied up with, you know, burlap on the ball of them, and they're behind this a barn right here.
Yeah.
And I water them. I think of them as I acknowledge them as living things, and I go back there and I water them. Not anymore because we've been getting a lot of rain, but I've had them back there for like 7 months.
And you're just we've going back there
throwing
and just,
them out.
Well, you did throw them out already.
No, they're sitting up. I don't just leave them laying back there. You know what? They'd be fine if they're laying back there. But part of me, I want them standing up. I water them.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you say that?
I just mean like
they don't know if they're in the front of my house or behind the garage. They're not that smart. All they want to have is water and sun. Man. And they're happy.
True.
You act like they're going to go, they found out that they were behind the garage.
What if they knew?
You're right. I'd feel bad, but
what
they
if they
don't.
Knew they were wrapped in a burlap sack?
I know what you mean. They deserve to be planted in the earth.
Well, you mean I'm not in the earth?
Oh, you're right.
What
no.
the fuck?
No, it's just that I didn't want to. You guys were
Why
real.
My roots? Where'd my roots go?
Guys, your roots are there. I just have them in a burlap sack, and I'm going to put you back in the earth. I just did. To be honest, I felt bad. I didn't want to throw.
You threw us out?
I didn't want to say it.
I thought
about throwing you out once when the dumpsters came.
It feels like you threw us out.
But I couldn't, so I wrapped you in the best burlap I could get from Joanne's Fabrics.
Did
the
you
kind
really?
That's actual burnt now. I went to Lowe's.
Okay.
Lowe's. Oh, I went to Lowe's.
Well, I mean, it's not
wow.
that big of a deal. You guys,
whoa.
Wow. It's not that big of a deal. It's a Lowe's. A lot of people go to Lowe's. Here's what these guys do. They look for these key moments to make it look like you're bigger than... Ridiculous. Watch this. When they're ready, say you like...
It's your birthright to go to Lowe's.
Say, can you get a drink of water? Ask me.
Wow.
Say, can I get a drink of water? Hey, what?
Oh,
hey, wait, Lachlan had a question.
You go to Lowe's?
Oh!
So how do we go to... You know my favorite part of the night? Now, I used to worry, how am I going to close? How am I going to close part one of the show? Then I started just going, this is how. Oh, my God, Aaron Simon just let out a yawn that could have killed a monkey in heat. When it's one for the money, for the show. Do you get rid of? I got an idea. You pick one of my favorite bits, and I'll do it live.
Really?
No. Andy Kindler would, I bet, because when he was here once, I said to him, I go, will you do a guy? He goes, yeah, I'll do it. He ran up to the stage. I'm like, oh, my God, I thought I was going to have to coerce him. You know any favorite jokes? You have any favorite one-liners? Get ready that Wayne Newton.
Not one-liners. I do love the whole, like, the way you play out the full version of Thin Pig.
What do you mean?
I don't want to do your bit.
I'll do
the bit.
You tell me. I'll do the
Thin Pig bit. The actual bit.
Oh, I will. Can you
go back to the day you created that joke and that person actually said that? Do you remember what they look like?
You know what? That's a good. First, I thought no, and then I thought, wait. If I just think it, I think I do.
Or you got a party?
Some jokes have a you remember where you were at. Like, I'll give you an example and get one for the money ready. this is true. That one, yes. There was some story. I swear to God, I'm being honest. I remember with that one there was, because I remember being somewhere and someone saying that.
Right.
And then but I can't remember it now.
John Goodman.
John Goodman, my mom used to say I look like Fred Flintstone, even when I was like 15. She would say, shave, you look like Fred Flintstone. She was being affectionate. But then I started to not, so I started shaving and I didn't like. And then I said, do I really look like Fred Flintstone? She goes, no, I'm just joking around. And then I think I was some comedian introduced me one night on stage. He goes, this next guy looks like Fred Flintstone. I go, she does think I look like Fred Flintstone. She's lying to me.
When it's one for the money, two for the show.
Hey, isn't that cool? I like that's the way Wayne Newton does it. I'll do it again. Watch how Wayne Newton does it. Hey, I said to her, hey, those are potatoes.
When it's one for the money, two for the show.
There go. Yeah, he just does that. His whole band stops. It's fucking amazing.
Like a leader in the bushes in Vietnam,
right,
to his team behind him. Just
right.
When it's one for the money.
Right. Just get, it's like a fucking
stop moving.
Yeah. Everybody. Boom. You know, I was in the military. I was in SS2 244.
You
2-2. The Second Marine Tangent.
The Green Battalion.
Green Battalion.
Right?
You look like you wish you could have been in the military.
I wish I was. I would have really done some good, fun things there.
Oh. When it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get her head out.
All right. Listen, we end the show. I ask you, we all go around the room. You have this is a brand new segment. We're closing with it tonight.
Oh, okay.
We all just rapid fire one word questions. You know what? If we ask you a question, you want to take, because you know what I hate when they go, here's what I don't like. And this is why I revamped this whole thing that I'm about to close my show with tonight. I have revamped. People go, you're on these shows, right? And they go, all right, we're going to ask you questions, one-word answers, or three words, or quickly. Quickly means blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
What if there's one you really want to soak in and take a little longer? You do it.
Okay.
But overwhelmingly, we're all just going to throw questions at you. Hey, what do you think? What's your favorite food? What do you like? And then we're going to bring it. Do we have any music we could bring in? Let's do something with this. We can really build this into a closer. Like, we're going to shit in our pants. I'm going to make such a closer.
So, eggplants?
No, there got to be real questions. They're not trick. What do you think of this? What do you think of that? Where'd you grow up? Any questions? What's your favorite tomato? Now, here we go.
I want to answer that eggplant question.
Oh, you do? Okay, go ahead. Can we put reverb into everybody's mic so it sounds like we're really... it just makes it all sound better. Okay, quick questions.
Should I ask you to get the
reverb? Yeah, but quick questions. Here we go.
So, eggplants?
Olive oil.
Who's your favorite person to be around?
Other than you?
Yes, other than me.
My woman.
What are your favorite type of potato chips?
Ingredients, potatoes.
Go. Have you ever kissed a girl? Of course. Did you say, have you ever kissed a girl?
No.
Wait, you've kissed your girlfriend.
Favorite movie in the Star Wars series?
Go.
Oh, Empire Strikes Back.
Favorite color if you have to paint your house all one color?
White.
Favorite pair of shoes you don't own?
Air Jordans.
By the way, I liked your answer about the white because it's... and if you got to make a quick answer, white. What the fuck are you going to do?
Yeah.
John Brent Wagner, nice and loud.
Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad!
Funnest video game you've ever played?
God of War 3.
The comedian, you hate to say it because you feel horrible, but you just can't take it. Every time you see the act, you want to just shit in your own pants. Boop! Whoa! No! Buddy, shut up!
But he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy, though.
Lachlan Patterson, everybody!
Thank you.
Shut up! No, we're not done. No, we got more. Here we go. Yeah, Oh, my God. What am I turning into? Like a weird cabaret type of show where I... I'm not kidding. I'm a little paranoid right now. I hate to end on a somber note, but I'm having second thoughts about the bells and the whistles. I'm over here with like a flashlight. I'm flinging it in there. Yeah. I look like a Charles Nelson Reilly on a good day. All right, the show's over. I'm really might stop with these bells and whistles.
I like the bells and whistles.
Oh, okay, I'll keep it up.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. Thank you. I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.